Yeah, this is about taken away. And before I was taken away, I can remember as a child, you know, good memories were from when I was a child. It was when I was on the Miss and down at Balranald. And I can remember, I must have been only about 4 or 5. And these are the good memories from when I was little.
What can you remember?
I can remember the 64 floods back in Balranald, and the water come right up to the the shacks and that. And I can remember, playing around with my sisters and one of my eldest brothers, Neville, and they were scaring me. They were scaring me, and I was freaking out.
What? How were they scaring
you?
Yeah,
they were ducking because the water was way up, and I was just mucking around, and then I'd hear this boo. And I'd look around, and there's nothing there, and then, nothing of it, and the next minute, boo! And it was freaking me right out, and then after a few times, the brother said, "Oh, no, it's only us," and I was glad then.
Thought it was Dullagas.
Yeah. Thought it was the people jumping out of the trees or something. that was the good memories. And
what about Uncle Ridley? What was he like?
He was a hard old man. He was one of the
tough.
He was one of the gun trappers.
Yeah.
Rabbit trappers and things like that.
Yeah.
And he was a good old fella. That's where I got my name.
Tough as nails.
And he was tough as nails, and he was a good shot on a rifle too.
Yeah. Is our still there on the mission?
Still there, yeah.
Old green thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure is.
Yeah. What else can you remember, Balranald?
Yeah, old Balranald. Yeah. I can remember when my brother, my second eldest brother, he used to show me how to make canoes out of tin, out of the sheets of tin.
Yeah.
Just bend the top and then bend the back, and then inside you just plaster it up with mud and let it dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was good memories, that.
Yeah.
And I can remember my dad, old Ted. He used to go shooting for rabbits and fill up the back of his old FB ute full of rabbits.
Yeah.
And showing me how to, if you wounded one, it'd be jumping around, and you'd just put it between your legs and pull the back legs up and snap its neck. Remember all them things. My cousin, Dawny, she was the one that got the kangaroo factory going in Balranald. But now that's closed down because it got stopped now because of the cruelty to animals.
Mm.
Yeah. And another good memory when I was with my dad, going uptown on the horse and sulky, was when we got up to town, he gave me some matches, and I said, what's that? And he'd show me how to put the match in the tyres, and wait until he said, listen to the gun, like a snake. And I said, oh yeah, righto. And then when he went into the pub, I went along to all the cars and old trucks and utes, and let all the tyres down out the front of the picture theatre and the pub and all that.
Yeah.
And it was another time, I think it was when my two brothers took me up to the game of footy uptown in Balranald. When we got up to town, got to the just about near the oval, because I could hear all the screaming and all that.
Mm.
And my brother and my other brother, they said to me, you stay here. And that was a long track before you get to the footy.
Mm.
I think they just left me there because they didn't want to watch me at the footy. Well, they
didn't want to look after you.
Yeah.
Take you to the footy, leave you there so they can piss off somewhere.
I think they were just, I don't know if they were playing or not, or they just wanted to, drink on or whatever at the game and not worry about me. But I was left with couple of uncles back at the track.
Mm.
And I was just playing around the bush, and that's when I can remember eating my first big meat pie. And you know, it was lovely. I ate that, and it took me about half an hour to eat it because it was that big. And, I'll never forget things like that.
Yeah.
And then a year or so later, that's when this big black car come along on the mist and took us away.
Where did you get taken to, cuz?
Oh, right up to Glebe in, what's it called?
Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney. And
can you remember the home? What was it called?
Yeah, it was called, there was a boys' home further on down the road, and just back a bit from the boys' home was the girls' home. That's where my sisters were.
Who was that?
Ruth, Pauline, Nanette and Tess. They were all there. And me and Frank, we were the only two boys that got taken because William and Neville, they were already out working.
Mm.
And the boys' home was... it's on the tip of my thumb. When I keep talking, I'll think of it. Yeah, and that's...
How long were you there for?
For years. But before we got up to Sydney, we must have dropped into Naranda or Wagga Wagga boys' home or something to get washed up. And I freaked out on the bath, because I'd never seen a big white bath or nice clean water. I stood there looking at the bath and I was freaked out.
How old was you?
Probably only 4 or 5. And just looking at the water and the bath.
Yeah.
And the lady said, "Oh, get in there." I said, "Oh, no, I'm not getting in that." And then when I got in, she couldn't get me out because I was having that much fun in the bath because it was just so lovely and white and nice clean water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real freaky. And that was the first stop off, and then from then went up to Sydney, the Glebe boys' home.
How long till you saw?
Me mum and dad and that.
Yeah.
That was well after 23 years.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I didn't grow up.
With all us, though?
No, I didn't grow up with no one. You know, that's what I missed when I was growing up, was my grandparents and growing up with me brothers and, you know, sisters and mum and dad.
Mm.
Yeah, it was really heartaching, really.
Well, that's what happened to us, and obviously Bill Belling, Uncle Walter's son, you know.
Yeah.
But
it was terrible.
It's heart wrenching.
Yeah, you know? It is.
23 years without.
Yeah,
without,
knowing.
Well, you had each other, but.
But I was never with anyone.
Mm.
And that's when my memories stuck in my head, I'll never forget them, was when I was at the mist when I was young. Mm. And then after, you know, everything went in a blackout, in my mind anyway. And
not only in your mind, cuz, in your soul.
Yeah, in my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never learnt how to, you know, read and write and that, because I was always, my mind was always somewhere else thinking, oh, where's mum, where's dad, and, you know, all that, you know, all that stuff, and it was terrible.
Mm.
And it's really bad. I'm trying to think of this.
The place.
Yeah, the boys' home.
You'll get it.
Yeah.
How hard is it to sort of look back in and you know, Here we are here at Barwon Prison because you've supposedly done something wrong to society, but society doesn't realise what they've actually done to you. You know what I mean?
No, that's right. That's what I.
And it hurts me listening to my own family.
Yeah.
And you going back in your soul and figuring out this is when it all started.
Yeah.
What? Because we were born black, you know, in this country.
Yeah.
You know?
Back then, that's why John Howard wouldn't say sorry, because it was the Liberals that the government at that time was in the leadership of the country.
Mm.
And that's why John Howard wouldn't say sorry.
Because he knows he was...
He was in the wrong.
Well, they're all in the wrong.
Yeah, they're in the wrong, all right.
Yeah.
And they tried to wipe out the Aboriginality by trying to...
Breed us out.
Yeah, breed us into
Take
white...
Take us away from our families.
Yeah, breed us into white public families so we could breed into white so we could wipe out the Aboriginality. Mm. But it never happens.
Yeah.
Could never happen to any, no. you know, people like that. And another thing is, you know, being, you know, taken away and not being with my grandparents and grandmum and all that,
mm.
no one taught me how to paint, but I don't know what it is. I'm spiritual because once I was at school, that's what my... I'll never forget this teacher in primary school. She said, oh, Ronnie, you won't get anywhere with your art. Because I was such a good drawer on that.
Mm.
And I was thinking, years ago, I was thinking back and I was thinking, that old teacher, she didn't know Jack, you know what I mean? Yeah, because, you know...
They don't know our talents.
No, and my art's gone all over the world. And when you're supposed to be an artist, you get taught by your elders or, you know, someone like that, but I never got
taught. A higher power, cuz, yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, that's it, a higher power that's in you. Yeah. Every family's got an artist, and
yeah.
in our family, it's had to be me, and
yeah.
I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah.
And I've just remembered that boys' home in Glebe.
So, yeah, yeah.
I was just rattling through my brain the letters that it had start with, and I just got it.
Yeah.
And it was Ralston.
Ralston Boys'
yeah,
Home.
Yeah, Ralston Boys' Home in Glebe Point Road.
How long were you there, do you think?
I was there for... up to, you know, 18 months.
Yeah.
You
and
know.
Then moved from where?
Moved from there, and then I went out to Botany Bay, La Perouse, and that was called Little Bay Boys Home. And then from there, I got taken up to Gosford. That's my first, that was my first foster people's home. And that was all right, but the man that was there, he was a bit of a, he was a war veteran, but he was a bit of a toucher. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Geez, yeah.
Yeah, and they were supposed to have been Christians, and you know, it was terrible.
They hide underneath
underneath the
clock.
Cross.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
And you know, I'd like to go on, but
yeah.
you know, it'd be really
start getting wild.
Yeah, I would, and you know, yeah. start.
So where from then?
And then from there back to the Ralston.
Yeah.
And then back to.
Did you ever get back to the mish?
No, that was back when I turned 23.
Yeah.
After all them years. Yeah.
You ever been back to the mish since?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, went back all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely. And nothing's ever going to change in Barrow.
Yeah.
It's always the same. Yeah.
Doesn't matter how long you're away.
Yeah, it's still the same.
We'll come back in a minute, cuz this
no
is a
worries.
Beautiful yarn.
Yeah, thank you very much for
talking
that.
Talking about Balranald.
Old times,
Old times. Yeah.
Thank
We're
you.
We're going to go to a song.
Thank you.